This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Sunday, March 28th. The year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and it's now official. A world government, UN-run planetary ID is being rolled out as we speak. The Bible, every dystopic novel warning of a future authoritarian state, every futurist worth their salt, every common sense person has always understood that once a planetary government is erected and once it brings in a world ID and a world tax and a world army and a world court, it will be able to control every facet of our lives. And now it's here. Communist China is the model of the globalists. They set it up. They gave it one-sided trade deals to build it up. And now its global social credit score, announced 6 months ago by Xi Jinping, based on a QR code, is being adopted in the state of New York by the United Kingdom, by the European Union. And they're all acting like magically all this happened. But I told you back a year ago when they closed all the restaurants, I said, watch. Next, they'll have a QR code instead of a menu, claiming it's dangerous to have menus, but really it's there to acclimate you and prepare you. How did I know that? Because Stanford and Yale and other major universities here in the U.S., but also Oxford and others in the U.K., were on record being hired over a decade ago to prepare the public for the rollout of this planetary system. So they tie it to having vaccine records. So you can't travel if you haven't been vaccinated. That's bad enough. But what it really does is establish that global government and gives the UN the authority to administer the IDs and then has all the nation states getting on board. And now you see all the PR firms. There's a big Zero Hedge article out on as well. It's on Infowars.com saying, oh, there's just so many different IDs and so many different QR codes and so many different systems and countries for these vaccine passports that we all agree we have to have to reopen. See, we're held hostage all based on a hoax. And so we need the UN to bring in the QR code. And oh, it's exactly what Xi Jinping proposed. And so China's already done it. We'll follow what they do. Total dystopia from the beginning. Notice they said, oh, get your vaccine. You can travel, not wear a mask, not social distance. Now they say, oh, sorry, you still do. Not until there's a global standard ID system tied to a social credit score can anybody have any freedom. And then, of course, next phase, in the next year or two, you'll start hearing, we're already seeing it. Oh, if you haven't been vaccinated, you're the reason everybody isn't free to travel still once they've all had the inoculations, once they're all being tracked, once they've all submitted. They're going to point the 20, 30, 40% of people that haven't and said, it's them. They didn't give us herd immunity, even though they're now admitting the vaccine will never protect you. There's constant new mutations. They picked a cold virus because they could never make a vaccine for it because there's too many mutations. They picked a problem they can never fix. And it's also based on the PCR test, which they're standardizing. That's a fraud. So that when they don't want you to be able to travel, they simply say, sorry, the PCR test says you have a new variant or a new virus. So it doesn't matter if you've had 10 gene therapy inoculations a year. Remember, it was going to be 2, then 5. I told you it'd be 10 a year at least. This is a dystopia. Submitting only makes it worse. We must get our governors, we must get our Congress educated on this and to have them stop going along with it, because if they don't, it's game over. Senator Paul attacks Fauci and says, well, these people have had vaccines. We don't need to wear masks. We need to be rewarded. We need to be given our passports. No. Of course, Fauci says, sorry, you never get to anyways, because it's a bear trap. You never get out of it. You don't play along and argue each new point of their fraud with them and show how they lied over and over again. You have to counter them with the fact that it's all a great reset globalist takeover with the UN and Communist China as the model in their own admissions to lower carbon footprint, and that they're now all admitting in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, London Guardian, that it's a global reset for carbon and we need carbon lockdowns. That's what this control grid and digital system is the global lockdown control system. They admit it is. There's no debate. It's all here. It's biblical. It's dystopic. And the churches are all scrambling to implement it so they can, quote, reopen. Then next comes the chips and the Neuralink. I'm Alex Jones. It's the live Sunday transmission. Stay with us. Key guest host Jason Jones coming up and a lot more. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. If you don't spread the word, we're lost. You take action, we win. Now get on your knees and ask.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
News today.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
It's Sunday, March 28th. The year is 2021. The Texas border, the California border, the Arizona border are collapsing. Hundreds of thousands of people a week, not a month, are pouring across. That's what our Border Patrol sources are telling us right now. Upwards of half of them are children under the age of 15, many as young as 2, unaccompanied and in many cases kidnapped. Senator Ted Cruz valiantly has gone to the facilities and is confronted by a leftist high-level appointee of Biden saying that he's treating the children badly by showing what's happening to them. And it is incredible squalor, worse than a third world prison, way beyond what Obama did. And, of course, Trump cleaned it up. Here is that shocking footage. Then I hand the baton to Jason Jones hosting this important Sunday transmission.
Dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you work for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people.
Because the political leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please respect the rules,
you keep
sir.
Standing in front of the pictures,
please
so you don't want the pictures
rules.
Taken. The rules are arbitrary,
please
and they're designed
the
to keep
the
American
people
in the dark.
Dignity and respect. That's all we ask.
Well,
dignity
no, it's not.
Respect.
You're asking, is this
please,
dignity and respect? Look
please
at these people. There's a
and
pandemic.
To the people.
Let me ask you. There's a
I
pandemic.
I respectfully ask you, sir.
There is a pandemic. Is this respecting the rights of these kids?
I ask you. Please
are you respecting the rights of these
this
kids?
This is not a zoo, sir. Please don't treat the people.
You're right, and this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the people.
And your policies,
like this.
Unfortunately,
you,
are trying to hide them. I understand
that's
you were instructed. When 18
I
senators
ask you
came
to
down
please
here,
respect the people, give them dignity
respect
and respect.
I respect them, and I want to fix this situation.
We all want
and
to fix
the administration
this,
you're working for is
anymore.
Responsible for these conditions.
Please respect the people with dignity and respect.
And I ask you to respect the people as well. This
I am respecting
is not
you.
Respect.
I am respecting
this is,
the people.
This is not respect.
That's shocking. That looks like a camp at Xinjiang. That looks like the Uyghur camp in China. It's shocking. Aloha, my name is Jason Jones. And it's a privilege to be here, to be a guest, special guest host for the Alex Jones Show. You know, Alex is a hero of mine. Ted Cruz is a hero. That man cares about those people. That's really heartbreaking. You know, a 9-year-old child drowned in that river. Drowned coming to country this week. Senator Ted Cruz wants the truth. Senator Ted Cruz cares about those people. If you care about migrants, you want a secure border because you don't want vulnerable you don't want vulnerable immigrants exploited. You don't want children to drown in a river. You don't want them trafficked. Heartbreaking. Well, we have a... First of all, I hope you watched the special yesterday, the Skull and Bones special. I watched it twice, brought my wife in. She watched it. Her jaw dropped. And it kind of leads into what we're going to be talking today. We're going to be talking about Lil Nas X. You know, they used to... I remember watching Alex Jones as a college student. And when he was on... Public Access in Hawaii, Alelo, I believe. And I would watch Alex and say, this guy, they're not doing that inside the Skull and Bones Temple. There's no way that is over the top. And now Lil Nas X takes what they used to do in shame and in secret, and they put it out there for the world to see. We're going to talk about Lil Nas X. That comes out on the weekend that is, it's disgusting. This is Palm Sunday. You know, the one day where we remember that people celebrated, the crowd celebrated Jesus coming into Jerusalem. You know, he wept. He wept before he went to Jerusalem because he knew what was coming. But the crowds were cheering. The crowds were cheering. And Hosanna. And in a couple days, they'd be yelling, crucify him. And now, even on that day where we're supposed to be celebrating Christ, they come out with a satanic shoe. The music video looks like a ritual that they would do 20 years ago, only in secret in the Skull and Bones Temple. We're going to be talking with television and movie producer Darius Garland on Lil Nas X, his video. This tragedy that happened in Washington, D.C. with the Uber driver. We've had a week of tragedies. We've had the shooting in Atlanta. They wanted to make that about race. We had the shooting in Denver. By God's grace, I was worried people were going to want to make that about his religion and his ethnicity. I haven't heard anyone do that. And then now we have this tragedy. Two children, 14 and 13, I believe, kill an Uber driver. Last night with my 14-year-old son and four of my other children, we played foosball. We played foosball and watched a movie, ate popcorn. Here's what I know. Those two girls weren't with their father watching a movie last night. And so we're going to talk to Darius Garland about how they, whenever there's a shooting, look at this tragedy. Whenever there's a tragedy, the first thing they do as they look, how can they cover the story to divide us? Has it not become completely obvious? How can they cover the story to divide us? You can guarantee every time there's a shooting in this country, every time there's some horrible tragedy or crime, the mainstream media will look at that story and say, how do we divide the American family? Let's make it out to be black men are violent, white men are violent, Muslim men are violent. But, no, America, we have a problem. We have a problem with violence. Then it's InfoWars that gets kicked off of every social media platform that is uniting America, that gets to the truth of these tragedies. And so we're going to interview Darius Garland, television producer, movie producer, and my buddy since we were five. And then we're going to go all the way to Hawaii. If you want to know how the elite see you, how they want to treat you, you have to ask yourself this question. How are the Uyghur being treated? Are they being treated well? Does Nike seem to care about 3 million ethnic and religious minorities in concentration camps making shoes? Do you think they care about you more? How did we treat Hawaii? How did we treat Hawaii for the past 100 years? Right now, 50% of families with children in Hawaii, as reported in the Star Advertiser, are food insecure. We are going to have the Secretary of State of the Kingdom of Hawaii on the show today. We're going to talk about that. And at the end of the show, we're going to bring it to East Turkestan. We're going to talk about the Uyghur because I truly believe that the Alex Jones audience, the InfoWar audience, can play the key role in getting Nike, Apple, and Costco to abandon East Turkestan, to cease working with China. You know, when our Lord entered Jerusalem, the religious leader said to him, have your followers shut up. And Jesus said, Even if I did that, the rocks would cry out. Well, the Pope, I'm Catholic, has not said a single word for the Uyghur in their defense. The bishops, the Catholic bishops of the United States, silence. So you know what? I think InfoWars, me being on here as a filmmaker, Alex Jones leading the way for the Uyghur, is our Lord saying, I will get the stones to cry out. I will have, from the most unexpected places, voices ring out. And we're going to, and Nike made a big mistake. Nike and China made big mistakes. We're going to get to that, which I think we can capitalize on those mistakes to get the concentration camps closed in East Turkestan. And in today's show, This week it has been so obvious, the gaslighting and division, that I'm going to have the secret. I'm going to share with you the secret that can unite us as a country, the secret that has been with us from the very beginning. And I'm going to go over five principles that I have talked about before when I've been on the show. Five principles. I promise you that if we as a nation just hold to one of these principles, the New World Order and the Great Reset is broken. And, you know, they're falling apart. They're saying things now that they haven't even prepared us for. This week alone, I saw Bill Gates. You think you're wearing a mask forever is Bill Gates' worst plans for us and for you? No. Bill Gates said he wants to pump in chalk. Litter the atmosphere with chalk to block out the sun. You don't believe it. It sounds like a conspiracy theory. Unbelievable. It's being reported in the mainstream news. You think filling the atmosphere with chalk is the worst thing yet? No. He wants you to eat bugs. And the World Economic Forum wants you to eat bugs. And you think it doesn't get worse than that? The guy that wants you to eat bugs is buying up all the farmland. We might have to eat bugs. All right? Well, we're coming back with my buddy Darius Garland after this break. All right?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know about you, but I didn't see that Ted Cruz clip till right when I saw Alex's special report. And it's really heartbreaking. My first movie was a little movie called Bella. It won the Toronto International Film Festival, made it with my partner, Eduardo Verastegui. And we made that film. We didn't realize at the time that it was the first movie in Hollywood history. Now, think about this. This is 2005. You're going to rack your brain. It's the first movie in Hollywood history that showed a Latino male as a hero, not as Superman or Batman, but just as a hero, as a good man, as a family man. This is what the neoliberal elites really think. You can tell by the stories they tell, how they cast people. How they use them for political gain, victimism, feigning concern for the vulnerable so you can use them for wealth and for power. And so that was the first time I saw that clip with Senator Ted Cruz at the border. And by the way, when our movie Bella came out, I think Senator Cruz was just starting to run for office. It was like 3% of the polls. He was a big supporter of our film as a Cuban man. He loved how it, there's Eduardo right there, loved how it showed the Latino man is a hero. And this scene actually sets it up with the stereotype. It was playing into prejudice, knowing that you're going to be afraid of this guy. But then at the end, you discover he's a real hero. This immigration issue is very important. And we have allowed the neoliberal left to control the narrative on this. And here's the reality. Securing the border, we must secure the border first and foremost to protect the vulnerable from economic exploitation, from 9-year-old children from drowning in rivers, from women being dragged into the sex industry to be trafficked. We need a mandatory verification system, because right now in this country, any verify system that's mandatory and simple to use. Because in this country right now, there are those who have this huge architecture of legal protection, and then there are those, these migrants who are lured across the border, trapped into an underground economy, exploited, right? And it's robber baron stuff. So we have, this is what we have right now. What we want is to make sure everyone living and working in this country has the same architecture of legal protection. And so what we see down there at the border, what we've seen with the immigration issue all along, is using migrants for economic gain, using migrants for political gain. This is what we have seen. And so it is, and we cannot allow what the Trump movement started. We must secure the border, not only to protect vulnerable migrants from exploitation, but they lure vulnerable migrants into the economy to undermine working class Americans at the same time. We're using the vulnerable, exploiting the vulnerable at the expense of the vulnerable. And what we've just seen at the border is really heartbreaking and catastrophic. You probably don't even know a 9-year-old boy drowned this week. The media is not even reporting it. And you'd have to ask yourself, if this happened under President Bush, President Trump, this is all you'd be hearing about. I got President Bush in my head because I watched that Skull and Bones special 3 times in the past 24 hours. And you need to watch. And I want to also cut to this, and I'm really hesitant to show this to you, but I think we must see it. The crime we're about to see, this is this Uber driver. This Uber driver is being held up with a taser. And it goes horribly wrong. These, I believe it's a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old, are holding this gentleman up. And then what is about to happen is a tragic crime and a murder. A murder. This is the third horrible tragedy we've seen, I believe, in less than 2 weeks. And now we can see the media is gaslighting it. They call this an accident. They call this an accident. What appears to be a sex crime that happened in Atlanta, they're calling racism. By God's grace, no one right now, I haven't seen anyone trying to turn what happened into Denver into anything more than it appears to be a mentally ill man, started out as an angry youth and grew into be a very ill man. But we must acknowledge as a nation, children did this. I have a 14-year-old. I mean, 14, 13, these are eighth grade. These are junior high students. We have to ask, where is this coming from? Well, the obvious answer is the breakdown of the family. Lonely and lost children. Look at this. And now, a man died and two children will lose their, they'll spend the rest of their life in prison. And you have to ask yourself, how did this happen? So we need to unite as a country around, and my film, Divided Hearts of America, we saw 2 years ago when we started making this movie, we saw that they are going to try to use the 2020 election to split a wedge between us as Americans. And we need to see what will unite us. What will unite us as a country? And we discovered that our principle of unity was with us from the very beginning before the Constitution. Embedded in the Declaration of Independence is a vision of the human person as having an inalienable dignity, equal dignity, given not by the government but by God. The Constitution was written to protect the truth about the human person. We are the only country in the history of the world founded on the truth of the human person, on our equal dignity, our incomparable beauty and worth. Of course, we know the weed of slavery grew with that wheat. That weed of slavery was growing in the world for centuries before our founding fathers planted the seeds, that wheat of the Declaration principle. And that weed was a brutal denial of the truth of the human person. And then we had segregation. And then we had, after 100 years of battling against legal discrimination, we had Roe v. Wade. So what Divided Hearts of America looks at is, well, the truth is, the only thing that will unite us is assenting to the Declaration principle. And we've had these relentless, brutal denials. You know, we're canceling everything in this country. Slavery, segregation, and abortion on demand for all 9 months for any reason have those three denials of the founding principle have three things in common. Say it. We all know it. What are the three things? It's slavery, segregation, and abortion on demand for all 9 months for any reason. What do they have in common? It's the Democrat Party. It is the Democrat Party. And now the neoliberal elites in the media, they seek to take everything they can get their hands on to divide us. The immigration issue, any crime that happens anywhere in the country. If you want to know how it's, you will know before it happens. Do this as an intellectual exercise. Write down a crime. Write down a bunch of crimes. Then wait as the news cycle unfolds over the years, and then look at the crimes that you wrote down. And then you can anticipate how each of those were going to be covered. What would be the best way to cover this issue, not to get to the root cause, not to get to the truth, but to divide the American people amongst themselves? How do we do that? That's how the story is going to be covered. And the places where you find the truth, they're getting kicked off of every platform. I heard Alex say yesterday, InfoWars may not be here forever, but he's throwing seeds like Johnny Appleseed. There'll be too many trees that they can chop down. Evil is a deprivation. Good exists. Evil is the absence of being. All ideologies of evil collapse.
InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale only has a few days left. It's Friday evening, and I'm cutting this quick ad because coming up on the 31st, we have to stop the sales. The sales will be over by Thursday morning. They have to because a lot of these products are selling out. All of our incredible iodine products, X2, X3, also the oral spray and the topical disinfectant spray, are all 50% off with free shipping on these items. You cannot beat these deals, and believe me, when I'm sitting there talking about X2 or X3, I'm thinking, hey, I haven't taken it in a week or so. I need to take it. The energy it gives me, the focus it gives me, how good it makes my skin feel, everything, it's essential. And the globalists don't want you to know about iodine. They don't want you to know about pure iodine. They want you to be full of the bad halogens. Don't let them do it. Take action and fund the InfoWar. 360 win, 50% off on all four of our great iodine products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the Mega Blowout Sale, but it ends in just a couple days, so take action.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I would be remiss. So we're opening up, man. I've been open up since July, since I left Hawaii and got to Texas. We've been open up. But I would have to be honest, I was eating a little too much, drinking a little too much, and not in the best shape of my life. But about 2 months ago, I committed myself
I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to take the proper supplements. And so I want to make sure I get this out. There is a mega blowout sale right now. There's 50% off, plus free shipping on the top-selling products at InfoWars. A lot of things are selling out. The Vaso Beats sold out. Alpha Power sold out. But you still can get the Living Defense Plus, 50% off. All iodine products, 50% all of it. The Brain Focus Plus, I need to try that. You know, you can probably tell. I need the Brain Focus Plus. Everything is there. And things are close to selling out. If you like that charcoal toothpaste, you got to get that now. But as America's opening up, and what made me think of this is I was looking at my buddy Darius. We've been friends since we were five. This guy is in shape. This guy is healthy. He takes his health seriously. He's been locked down in L.A., which is, you know, horrible. But as your city, especially those of you who live in blue cities, now as you're finally, they're letting you out of your house to play. You need to play. You need to eat right. You need to get these supplements. But, you know, working in Hollywood, I got some stories. Maybe I'll share some with you, Darius. There's not a lot of people you trust. There's some strange rangers out there. There's some weird things going on. We've been friends since we were five. When I saw this Lil Nas X video, which I must confess, I knew he did that country rap song. That's all I knew about Lil Nas X. Saw this video, shocking, startling, unbelievable. And I thought, I need to have Darius on to talk about this. And then I saw the Uber, and I said, they're trying to divide us racially. And they're promoting Satanism on television. This is the worldview of Hollywood. Let me get Darius Garland, TV producer, writer, movie producer, on. Aloha, brother. Good to see you. Can you hear me, Darius? I think I'm having trouble with Darius. Yeah, we're having a bit of a technical problem. But here's the thing. I want to go through, while we're waiting for Darius, I want to talk about what this week is. Because I was an atheist till I was 30. My mother was a Scientologist. Can you believe this? And my grandfather didn't know anything about, you give me the Bible. I didn't know there was a New Testament, Old Testament. I knew Jesus Christ. I knew Christians, something Jesus. I knew more about Santa and the Easter Bunny. Didn't know a lot. But I want to tell you about the story of this week, Holy Week, that begins today with Palm Sunday. It's very important to know because this story repeats itself. This Holy Week story repeats itself over and over. It begins with Jesus comes into town and he's cheered. He's celebrated. Okay? Then on Monday, the day after he enters Jerusalem, by the way, he weeps because he knows what's coming for Jerusalem. He enters, they cheer him. The religious leaders say, hush up. You know, tell your people to not celebrate you. He goes, I can't, because even if I do, they'll be celebrating me on Alex Jones and InfoWars. I can't tell them to shut up. So he just lets them celebrate him. But he knows they're going to yell, crucify him in just 5 days. Then on Monday, the day after, Mary's anointing his feet with oil, and Judas is like, what a waste of money. Why are you doing that? And then Judas betrays Jesus Christ. Then he goes to Gethsemane to pray. He asks his followers to just stay awake, but they fall asleep. And then they come and arrest him. The crowd that celebrated Jesus cheers for his execution, his brutal execution. And why do I say this is a story that you don't have to be a Christian? You need to know this story. I tell my friends, whether they're celebrities, you know, the people who cheer you, the people who wave palms at you, those are going to be the ones to crucify you. And maybe we'll just look at President Trump. And the Q movement. So many in the Q movement now have turned on Trump. See, Ann Coulter made a god out of Donald Trump. Matt Drudge made a god out of Donald Trump. And then they turned on him. See, this is what happens. Now, the people in Jerusalem wanted to make a man out of Jesus. See, it's Passover week too, right? Passover is the Jews made it from Egypt to Jerusalem. But the new Passover with Jesus Christ is that we go from Jerusalem, we go from this earth to heaven. That's the new Passover. But the crowd wanted a political leader. And he wasn't about politics. He wasn't about making them healthy, wealthy, powerful, getting rid of the Romans. He was about getting them right. He was about getting them right. But so many times people do make their political leaders or their favorite actor or their favorite podcast or news show. They'll turn that person, they want that person to be a god, and they're just a person. And so they'll crucify them. But it's the same story. They want you to be what you're not. They pretend you're something else. And when you're not that, they want to crucify you. But what we, as Christians, and it's always so interesting to me. You know, when you look at what the founder of Stop the Steal, Ali Alexander, if you saw what they did with this guy, they were saying in the media, his real name is Ali Akbar, baiting us, thinking Christians and conservatives would go, oh, no, that was his given name. We hate him now. That's what they thought, right? They tried to bait us, but we're Christians. We love people. We transcend these narrow bigotries and narrow tribes that they lay out. And so as this Holy Week is the week that of all things, and by the way, and I wanted to talk to Darius about this. I'm just going to talk to you about this. I have some weird stories. I was at a party with Harvey Weinstein, talked to him for 30 minutes, didn't know who he was. But once I was at a party, and I was told, this guy does music videos for Beyonce. You know all those creepy music videos you see in the industry? This is the guy that, this young woman who worked for me, wanted me to come to her party. She said, you got to meet this guy. He's a genius, and he does all these videos. And I'm like, those videos are disgusting and satanic. So I met with this guy. Are you there, Darius? I met with this guy. And he was vaping, you know, pot the whole time, whatever. But dumb as rocks. So when I saw the Lil Nas video, I'm thinking, was Lil Nas X, was he the one that said, let me make a music video where I dress up like a woman and give Satan a lap dance? Do I think Lil Nas X, by the way, I know nothing about his name. I know about Nas. I know about Malcolm X. And I know that Malcolm X would not approve of this video. How about that? Nas would not approve of this video. I would almost guarantee that. But I know Malcolm X would not. So I don't know why his name should be Lil Aleister Crowley. Or maybe Lil Madame Blavatsky. Lil Yale Skull and Bones. But I've seen nothing to do with Malcolm X in that video. You know, he died a Sunni Muslim. I don't think he would approve of that video. So I don't know where his name comes from. But I don't think that young man, by the way, he is a young man. I'm almost 50. I became a father at 18, right? High school dropout. Had my son at 18 when I was a soldier, infantryman. And so now I have a 31-year-old son. I think my son is older than him. I have two grandchildren. I have a daughter older than him, too. That to me is a young man. Do I think that young man said, hey, let's make a spectacle. Let's take my image, my likeness, my name, and associate it with pedophilia, because they winked to that movie, Call Me By My Name, right, too. Did you catch that? That's a little wink at pedophilia. So I hope to God that he didn't. It's probably some creep, like this creep I met at this party, who, let me tell you, I'll tell you a story, is how dumb he was. He was pontificating on politics the whole party. Well, he was vaping away. And I had just come back from Iraq, where I was documenting the ISIS genocide against the Christians. And he's like, why are there Christians there anyways? It's a Muslim country. And I said, well, actually, the Muslims there call the Christians their older brothers, because the Assyrians and the Christians that have been there forever. In fact, the oldest Christian community in the world is in Iraq. And he like laughed like I was telling him a joke. He's like, yeah, a lot of Baptists running around Iraq. I'm like, I know, they're Assyrians. All right, do we got you, Darius? All right, brother, I can't wait to get Darius back on. But yeah, again, this is the exploitation of a young man. I hope. I pray. I don't know. I don't know if this was his thinking. Pray God it wasn't. I pray God forgives them all. Right after this break, we'll be joined with, I think I hear the music coming in. Make sure you go and check out this mega blowout, because as we come back, as your cities are opening up, those blue state city folks, let's get in shape, let's get healthy, and let's have a beautiful...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost lost liters. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrix Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have Brain Force, the great brain focus nootropic, 50% off free shipping. While supplies last, it all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. Jason Jones sitting in, and it looks like we may not be getting Darius, but I want to take some time to talk about breaking the Great Reset, because sometimes we look at the challenges, we look at all the ways they're coming at us, the gaslighting mainstream media, all the people that we trust and look to for our news, they're being shoved off of easy-to-access outlets. But as a young man in the mid-90s, I saw this coming. That's why I was attracted to Alex Jones when I was in college and a grad student. I'd watch everything he made because I knew we were heading to a catastrophe. Now it's here. And it seems almost really unbelievable. I mean, doesn't it seem unbelievable that Bill Gates would publicly advocate muzzling your children for 8 hours in school, changing their DNA, filling the air with pollution? To cool it down, eating bugs, it seems unbelievable. So I wanted to know, I'm never going to be able to unravel every conspiracy, every secret society. I'm never going to know their plans. I'm never going to know their players. But do I need to know them? I need to know the mechanisms they use to control us and the principles that we can advance to subvert those mechanisms. So I'm going to name the five mechanisms that really are being used to control us. There are five ideologies. First of all, they're all rooted in subhumanism. And subhumanism has lots of names, right? Transhumanism, they want to make you less than human. What they really want is they want to keep you locked in, think of Plato's cave. They want to keep you locked in the cave for eternity. They don't want you to go from Egypt to Jerusalem. They don't want you to go from here to eternity with God. They want to keep you trapped in their transhumanist cave because they want to dissolve you in an acid bath, destroy you, obliterate your personality, right? They're all subhumanism. And what do they use? What are the mechanisms they use to control us? Number one is total war. Total war. Look what's happening in Yemen. Look what we did to the people of Iraq. We sat on our hands. We sat on our hands. Well, ISIS, the JV team, as President Barack Obama called them, and I'm going to tell you the truth, they were the JV team. But that doesn't make it better. That makes it much, much worse. We allow the JV team to commit several ethnic cleansings and genocides, total war, shattering order, changing borders. And Alex's special on the Skull and Bones, the granddaughter and daughter of a bonesman, said they changed nations. They changed borders. Yes, they do. Think of the Sykes-Picot Agreement. In the Middle East, after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, there was a Sykes-Picot Agreement. War was used to change all the borders. Okay, total war is the first one. We're going to come back because we have Darius on. Darius, welcome back to the Alex Jones.
Jason, thank you for having me.
Now, I know what you're thinking. I want to be on with Alex, not you. That's what you're thinking. So it's
no,
good
I'm
to see you, brother.
To be on with you.
So look, you and I, we grew up together.
Yes.
You and I, first of all, there's no such thing as race, right?
No.
No such thing as race. There's ethnicity, there's culture, there's tradition, right? There's all this, but race isn't a thing. But you and I, like as pals in our neighborhood, we grew up kind of learning about this together, right?
Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely.
We grew up learning about this with our friends, and we were like friends before. I was your friend before I was your white friend, before that was even a concept, and vice versa. When you've been looking at, and I want to get to the Hollywood thing. I don't know if we're going to have time for that, but the way, do you notice whenever there's a mass shooting or a tragedy, it is covered in a way, the news covers it in a way to create maximum division.
Yes. And that's just the icing on top of the cake. You know, I think the real intention is to take our arms away from us. But adding racism to it, is makes it a little bit more sexy and spicy. So, you know, a week or so ago, we had a racism against Asians. And here in California, there's billboards and public service announcements, and all the celebrities are speaking out against this racism. And then, you know, a few days ago in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado State, which is no stranger to mass shootings, you know, what we say are false flags have taken place in the state of Colorado. We have the shooting at a grocery store, and that young man was of Syrian descent, but I believe he struggled with tremendous mental illness. Mm-hmm. And then there was this whole thing that came out about how all mass shooters are white, you know, no one's of color, and I think that was debunked right away in social media, where they showed a collage of all these faces that were Latin, Black, White, Asian, etc. So.
And why do they bring that up except to divide us, to make us fearful of each other?
It's all about division. You know, we can take COVID has divided us to a point where we're divided and separated from our own families, so to speak. But now the media is manipulating us with this fear of this group is racist, that group is racist. And it's all a myth, man. It's no truth. There's no honesty to it at all. You know, the what happened in Washington D.C. on January 6th is another, you know, great example of division, you know, manipulated division at its finest, is to where, you know, the individuals that perpetrated that crime, I don't believe at all were really Trump supporters. I believe they were for somewhere else and their agenda was something else. But the point I'm making is it was all about racism, racism, racism. And the propaganda that spilled out post that event with people being on camera saying that I was called the N-word, and they treat me like this, and it's all about this group of people are so racist. It's really getting nauseating and frustrating to exist nowadays with how division is so heightened and so out of control.
And to divide us, they cannot tell the truth. Like, and then we have this new thing, it's anti-racism. It's not enough for you yourself not to be racist. You have to go around sniffing everyone out and looking for subtle clues that they may be racist. And as soon as you smell something, you better quickly be very cruel to them publicly, right? Like, it's not
trip,
enough.
Right?
Like, you yourself. Oh, yeah, you yourself. But are you an anti? Is anti-racism is really kind of racism, isn't it?
It's very racism, you know, and these companies with the with teaching people how not to be white is the craziest thing I've ever seen. You know, it's like the Black Mirror episode where everybody was walking around with their mobile phone and hitting the like button for every interaction. And it's almost to the point where we're getting to this place where, like you said, there has to be a sniff or a smell test to really see what we are is all about, what we are all about as human beings. But, you know, we were created by a benevolent God that wants nothing for the best for every human being that walks this planet. So all of this divisiveness and this race baiting really goes against what I believe is the reason why we're here, is just to love each other, you know, unconditionally.
And isn't that what most Americans believe at most times? Like, we can allow ourselves, all of us, I'm a very emotional person, but all of us can be manipulated from time to time. We can be whipped into frenzies and enthusiasms, but don't you think most Americans, most human beings on this planet, at most times, when they're not pushed into fear, whipped into frenzies, gaslit and lied to, they love people. You know, they want to do normal human things. When Alex said, hey, can you guest host the show? And my first thought was, I'm having a barbecue with a bunch of my friends. Oh, well, yeah, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Of course, but I wanted to do normal human things that any human every human wants to do. Love each other. Watch our kids play with each other, ride their bikes around the cul-de-sac. Like, you and me, we play wiffle ball and football all day, every day, right? This is what people want for their family, for their friends, and for their children, like most people.
I cannot disagree with that. And that's what it's all about. You know, I believe that we're at a point where we're at a tipping point where if we don't get back to the fundamentals of caring for and loving each other, that we're going to be lost. Not as Americans, but as humans, period. You know, is what you were talking about with Alex is, I want to say 322 special skull and bones. You know, we have been manipulated by design for millennia, for a very, very, very long time. And we were made to believe that we're supposed to be separated. We're supposed to be divided. We were groomed to believe that.
They're having, Darius, I don't know if you know about it. They're having, like, right now, they're segregating graduations, not only by ethnicity. They're calling it race. There's no race. Could we stop even calling it that? By ethnicity, by culture, by heritage, by gender, by sexual orientation, how many graduate? Why don't we just have each kid go off somewhere in the forest alone, have his own ceremony? I mean, how are we going to keep slicing this pie?
I don't have words for that. You know, I really don't. I don't. It's unconscionable, man. It doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like if you say these things, there it is, National Review. It sounds like we're lying, Darius. Well, thank you. I'm going to have you back. I'm going to have you on my podcast. And you and I got a movie we're making. I can't wait to share it with Alex and the world. It's good to see you,
brother. That's right. Good to see you, too. Take care.
We're going to have these.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.